You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, 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 it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel, and it is, yes, it is Friday. And I am coming to you just to share with you some, hopefully, some good energy to get you through what has been a bonkers type of week. I mean, wow. Like, between what we have experienced from COVID to government to just our day-to-day in and out life has been, I mean, overwhelming in many cases, if you're not careful, right? So I felt like today, even though it's Friday, and on Fridays, no host bars, and it's totally like free Friday, you know, it's like I can say whatever I want to say. I'm going to lure a little bit or lean a little bit into giving you what I feel in this moment. And in this moment, it is really important for me and for you to protect your peace. I know I've said this in a couple other episodes, but I really want to drill this one home because it's going to be vitally important as we move further into 2021. I mean, if you remember, how did we start 2020? Many of us started 2020 on a very high note. We were having high expectations. It was vision. It was overflow. I mean, the creeds and the mantras and the goals and the vision boards, and everybody had all of these things aligned. And then all of a sudden, wham, we get a shutdown. We get called into a pandemic, and we had no control over a lot of what was happening around us, right? We all had to just line up. We had to get in line, right? And so many of us became very uncertain about what tomorrow would bring. Many of us started to experience anxiety like we've never experienced before. Well, I can see us repeating some of that same thing. Yes, we were very celebratory at the end of 2020, right? We were excited. Many people were saying, throw away 2020. And I was saying, don't throw it away, because it's a lesson we most definitely don't want to repeat. And if you're not careful, 2021 will be a repeat if you don't learn how to protect your peace. I just want to throw that in there. And what do you do? How do you protect your peace? Well, here are some things that I've decided that work well for me. I'm not a big TV watcher. However, I can admit that in the last 8 months, 9 months, I have found myself glued to certain shows and certain news. And it has caused me to see things, you know, differently, right? I've been exposed to things that I had no idea this was actually being advertised. I mean, certain products, you know, were being advertised on television. I just didn't know. But these are all subliminal messages. This is all messaging, and it imprints, and then it starts to become a practice behavior. Perhaps turning off the television will give you some ability, right? It's going to be uncomfortable. I grant it. For those that are not used to working in silence or, you know, being still, it's really challenging. But I assure you, it has a benefit, because then you start to re-understand who you are as a person. You start to re-engage the energy and the purpose that you have for your own life, and you're not taking from what somebody is imprinting on you. You're not taking what the news is telling you people are feeling and saying, right? And so then you become what the people are feeling and saying. So perhaps turning off the television. I also like to engage writing. You know, you remember Camille Veronica talking about her advocacy behind writing, and writing allows you to release. It's another form of engaging the mind to release the things that you have clogged up in there. I mean, it's so much going on, from dreams to frustrations, to plans, pulling them down and actually drawing them out of your brain and putting them on paper or typing them in your phone, however you keep notes, is a great way to release them from your mind. Now, going back and looking at them is another aspect, right, of protecting your peace. But pulling them out of your mind is the first thing. Getting them on paper, making them not shared in that space anymore, freeing up some of that space, you know, cleaning out your closet during spring cleaning. Now we're in winter, right? So now everybody has moved and shifted and putting sweaters. And so sweaters should already be in, all your heavier top clothes should already be in that space. If you're in a cold winter climate, if you're Florida, you still need to have a couple of winter break jackets, you know, around. But again, those are the things you prepared to get ready for this season change. So doing that, writing down, giving some things. Another thing is invite yourself to be part of a healthy community. I've realized that because so many of us are going through similar situations as it relates to the pandemic, as it relates to government, a lot of us have now become conditioned to this anxiety. And if you can adjust your audience and adjust the things, the influx of things that are going into your mind, perhaps you can now begin to see things a lot better, a lot clearer, right? You now look at the silver lining, right? If you don't even think about a silver lining, you're never going to consider the silver lining is even there. You're never going to think, oh man, I have to move because, you know, the rent is just too high. I don't have a job, and so I can't pay this rent. You don't look at the silver lining as, wait a minute, if I move and I'm able to find another place that's a lot more reasonable, once I get a job, I'm going to be now able to save more money, right? I wouldn't have never moved from the space if I didn't have to because I had the job to cover it. But now I have to think about it in a different way. So re-engaging the way you have friends and associates, what you listen to, the type of music you listen to, perhaps joining in on a different sound. Give your mind an opportunity to be exposed to something new, because it then starts to generate new directive cells, right? It starts to redirect how you once heard things, right? You know, if you're used to listening to R&B and rap and, you know, and it's bang, 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 and that, you know, beats per minute, you know, is a big thing, right? If you're always in that hype mode and you never come to an opportunity of coasting, relaxing, if you can imagine yourself on a roller coaster and every day or every move is down, down, down. So always your stomach is dropping, is dropping, is dropping, is dropping. You're never getting the opportunity to level out. And so adjusting your friendship circles or adjusting the community that you listen to, maybe some of the podcasts that you listen to, giving yourself another opportunity to hear something different, something pleasant, something that engages peace, something that talks about love. All of those are great ways of protecting your peace. And perhaps the most essential to all of those, or the one thing that just kind of covers through all of them, is watching what you put in your body. And that goes from things you eat as well as things that you lavender with, you know. A couple years ago, I made a promise to myself, not even a couple years ago, it's been over 20 years ago. I made a promise to myself because I have a bad habit of putting my hands in my face. I don't know if it's a habit more or less, or just touching my face, touching my hair in my face. I have a big beard now. So, you know, having my hands in my face, wiping my eyes, and I would break out in my face a lot. And I knew what it was coming from, but it was this fight between, fighting against touching my face. And it was something, the oils and things that I put on my face, what's in my hair, twisting my hair, retwisting my hair up. So what I did was I decided I was not going to put anything on my body that I also couldn't put in my body. So what I've decided, coconut oil, things that I wash my hair with, or things that I, that way, if I'm putting my hands in my face, I'm putting my hands in my face after, you know, still, of course, hopefully they're, you know, you need to wash your hands before you put your hands in your face. Okay, let's just put that out there. But now I'm at least know that the things that I'm touching on my body are all part of that same chemical makeup. And it's all something natural. It's all something that at least grows from a plant or grows in the earth. And that's what I recommend, watching what you put in and put on your body, even down to the clothes that you wear. Putting something on that helps you to feel better about waking up and enjoying the day or being experienced in the day. That's a good thing. I know that many of us are now standing in front of computers most of the day, and so we're not engaging a lot on the outside, but you still have to get up and wash your face, brush your teeth, and put on something nice. Put on something that makes you smile. Take a personal picture of yourself in the day and, you know, make yourself feel like this is a gift. This is a present, right? Being present is being part of the presence. I hope some of these tips help you to protect your peace, because it's very important. 2021 is only going to be what you make it. You make the change. I always say it. It is the mantra that I live by. You make the change. If I want to see something happen, it's going to have to start with me. Have a great Friday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. It is going to be awesome. Why? Because it is already awesome and you're going to make it everything it needs to be. Have a great one. Thank you for listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. Vessel.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.